Kerry, Henny and Quirk.
That's me.
On the It's All Music Podcast.
Oh, that's us.
Yeah. Down by Jorfin's Quarry. And Knockadoon by the sea.
Woo!
Sometimes we bring a guest down with us.
Yeah.
We drink tea and made some biscuits.
Woo!
Then we chat and we laugh and we play a few songs. Why not tune in and
that
sing
was on the
along
patio, wasn't it?
Harry, Henny, and
there was two
of us.
That's us.
It's all down music down podcast.
Yeah.
Down Knockadoon by the sea.
That's the bit, isn't it? That is the bit. Yeah. That's the gold.
We were out on the patio tonight.
Oh, God. Jeez, you wouldn't go out there tonight, Dave.
Well, I was out there.
You went out for a bit, but you wouldn't put the mother-in-law out in that tonight.
No, jeez, you wouldn't. She'd be frozen.
She'd be frozen.
God rest her.
You're pretty good.
God rest her.
Oh, yeah.
God rest her.
It's a tasteless joke.
God rest her. My mother is alive. And hello, and welcome to another installment of the It's All Music Podcast.
We're glad to have you back. It's your usual host, Owen Hennessy, and co-host Mike Carey, and of course,
hi,
founder and producer of the It's All Music Podcast, it's David Quirk.
we've swapped around mics tonight.
Yeah.
Mics, they're important, aren't they, Mike?
But it is Mike. Important, but I think, what I think,
yeah,
is that maybe it's not the mic, it could be me. And I think when I hear this back, I may just be going,
No, this is what this we've swapped. So Mike would normally use is the one I'm using. And you're, yeah, it's a, I don't know what it is. It's a condenser, is it?
It's fucking wicked sensitive.
It is, yeah.
Here we go, cracked for gear.
No, yeah, but you're probably using the pod.
That's
mic.
The kind of thing now you'd shove down a burrow to try and hear.
Like a ferret.
What a badger sounds like.
Ferret microphone.
Yeah, she's fairly sensitive.
This one feels very, it feels nice sensitive in my ears.
Fairly sensitive.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what you call a broadcasting mic. That's a pod mic. The Rode pod mic.
I'm infinitely more comfortable talking to this than I was with the one you
used. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have I the good one?
You've the good.
You ever sure I'd want a good one?
Ah, you need it.
Yeah, you do.
You deserve it. Not to need it.
And the news, boys. Do you ever hear, boys, of in this new influencer world, people who are in kind of positions of influencing on the internet are offered money by companies to kind of just drop in subtle advertising? Like, can you imagine now being paid on the side to just kind of bring up stuff and organically in conversation and taking money on the side for it? Did you ever hear that before?
Yeah, but what's it called? Like, is it?
I don't know. I saw something about it on the telly last night when I was fucking thinking about ordering Cornerstone Pizza. Cornerstone Pizza is what to you.
Josh and Chuck.
Are they giving you some shillingus maximus for this now?
Cornerstone Pizza is top of Mary's Hill.
Yeah. Cornerstone Pizza is located in the dreamy St. Mary's Road area of Middleton. Fresh ingredients and competitive prices. No, I'm just joking. No one gave me money.
Not competitive, no.
Nice pizzas, though. They are nice.
I never had one.
Have they a place to sit down yet?
No, you're not sitting down. You want gang fucking sitting down, then you have to listen to them. The pizza and tell them fuck off.
They have the right fucking idea.
But you know, nobody wants to sit down. They want to go and watch their fucking Netflix, whatever stupid shit they're watching.
The boys just run across the road. You'd sit in your car. You wouldn't even have to. You'd order it online.
I don't get that, sitting down like in front of Netflix with a pizza. I'd have the thing scoffed like.
I wouldn't fucking dream of it.
I'd
go away for a Chinese on tequila, right? Happy Garden. I'm not doing the voice.
Hang on a second, that was borderline.
I'm not entirely sure that I'm allowed to do the accent.
Jeez, that was trigger warning.
You know what? Fuck all of you, cunts. How was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. I couldn't. I'd have to wait till I get home and put something on the telly. So I'd tip away at the old prawn crackers.
And would you put it out on the plate?
In the Land Cruiser. Like a bag. Oh, I'd put it out on the plate.
Would you build a big fucking, like a mixture of everything, like
the rice goes in first, and I make a kind of a bowl out of that.
Bowl.
And then I have the black beef and black bean sauce goes into the middle of that.
I think that's a poor selection.
And then I don't give a fuck what you think.
And
then I have
a spice, like, there's no spice. Like,
I have a spice bag kicker on the side there.
On the side,
spice bag is about 8 euros.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, yeah.
Spice bag on the side is that's two meals.
CUH job, like.
Yeah.
Old banger job. Yeah. No, yeah, just can't beat it, like, yeah.
Oh, I love a bit of Chinese.
As a kicker, like, what the fuck, kicker before?
No, it just goes, you'd just be tipping at that then. you get a bit tired of the beef and black bean sauce and you dip over to the fucking...
Yeah.
Right, so you'd sit down, turn on the telly, get that on the plate and sit down and eat it. And how do you feel after then? Are you glad you're fucking... Would you feel like, oh, fuck, why did I get that?
Dave, no one ever had a Chinese and goes, thank God, what a great decision.
I went for that now. I feel great after it. I knew I would. The thing is...
No, but would you be regretting it, I suppose?
Why would I be fucking regretting? I'm going to eat that shit again in the middle of the night and in the morning. And I ain't putting that shit in the refrigerator. And my missus is listening to this. No, I'm going to say that in the podcast. But I don't. It stays up in the counter till it is gone. And that might take a few hours now.
Yeah.
I'll eat it.
Tip away at it.
I throw some of it into the microwave and eat them. I'll eat some of them cold.
Chinese food is kind of a frenzied thing, doesn't
it? Shit isn't good for you in the beginning when you get it first. It's not going to be any worse for you when it's left out for a few hours, you know? Shit is barely meat. It doesn't biodegrade. You can leave it there for 2 years.
I'd never go for it after a gig.
No, not after a gig, no. No. Or no. Before a gig.
What's a good gig meal on the way home? No, good and tasty, like, not healthy.
Do you see, you've opened a fucking... We could do 6 podcasts on this and we'd have to draft in James.
Open a can of worms, probably more healthy than...
Open a can of canaries on that one.
Topaz rubbery ham sandwich.
I've met you in Topaz, or Circle K as it's now known, getting a pack of a Mighty Munch, Monster Munch, and a bottle of Coke Zero on the way home.
I know.
And I've done that too. But if you can get to Hillbillies, of all... the fast food places, that's good chicken. Like,
you're flat out advertising for that.
Yeah,
Hillbillies. Located in the Victorian Quarter on McCurtain Street in Cork, offering you fresh chicken, breast and bun meals. Check it out now.
Grain fed
yellow chickens, kid. The pickin' chicken in y'all.
We need the banjo now for...
Oh yeah.
Ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding.
It's
more
food.
I'd be more kind of focused. I would focus on what I'm going to have before the gig, because I don't want to be... Do you ever get a pang of hunger on the fucking stage?
No. During... Never happened.
No.
I'd have to fix it with a drink.
The thing is, if you're gigging, you don't want to be full as an egg.
I could only describe... I'm not diabetic, but what a diabetic would feel like, hitting a fucking... Low blood sugar kind of a feeling. Feel like fucking, yeah. You've dragged the gear out of the shed, put it into the car, got to the pub, dragged it in, put it all up. You might be only drinking water because you're driving, and then you're singing for 2 hours. Near the end of it, then you're kind of going, you go into the jacks after the gig, you look, you're the colour of the fucking guitar over there, pale. Do you know? That would happen to me on and off.
You've played with bad reputation.
And then I... What?
You've played with bad reputation, haven't you? Yeah. Bad reputation have come to me, like, they're older than us, like, boys are into the 50s. They're dead. It's like they've been through the dead motion. Yeah, they're out the other end. And I remember I just started this kind of diet thing, intermittent fasting, and they all got food. I didn't. And we were just about to go on, and Flannery Maris leans into me. Just seems hanging out to pass me something, a flapjack. He looks at me and goes, "That Indian, I lead that."
It's like something you pass another cyclist alongside you.
Yeah,
you?
Like, it's like, you know,
Ironman job.
Yeah.
But God, I think it would stand to you. It's a bit of energy then from a bite to eat.
Like. Well, I'd find like that carbs, like, you'd fucking play 2 gigs one after the other.
Do you ever be singing and I wanted to come up with grub mid song, basket of stuff?
Yeah, I hand it to you.
You'd be on your own, like. Like, if I eat this, like, it's not going to be much to look at, like, is it? You know?
Stuff in your face with sausages in between.
Will I stop? Like, I know it's very polite and...
Yeah, when they leave. It's nice when they leave it up for you. Yeah.
I never know what to do with it, though. Yeah. I take it, but then it's just there.
I hide it, and then, you know, I always think, I look like a fucking langer. No, if I don't eat that, there's people who would eat that now probably out there, like, you know. So I'd always say, lads, I leave that up there on your table, not to have it up here, and I pick away at it.
Yeah.
I have one then. I wouldn't go back to it then, like, you know. I just feel like someone's offering you a grub. Just
it's polite to take it because they've paid
for it, and you know,
especially if they're offering it.
Fucking thanks very much. I have that.
There's another fucking nugget of advice now that you might think of.
I have to seriously because I could be working.
Yeah,
I could be working and I could go to the gig from work, and next thing I've only my 20 minutes left.
Yeah,
but I'd be fucking losing. And I think then, I said, sure, I haven't eaten since lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's now fucking 11 o'clock, half 11.
No.
That's another thing. for giggers, if you're doing a private party that's catered or there is sandwiches or a spread there, and at the end of the night, if the person says, can't you take a few sandwiches with you? You're not being a hero saying no, gang. Pack everything you have full of fucking sandwiches before you go. There'll be no one upset with you. They were paid for or they were made by the people there.
Take them home to the wife.
Throw
them in. Throw
them
in. Fill the pockets of
them.
The kids. Kids, if there's cake, cupcakes,
go on. It's not the 80s, though. Daddy's come home with sandwiches.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Pack of sweets inside the jacket.
Wow. I hope there's an egg sandwich left.
Yeah.
I know, but like, I tell you, did you ever find if you're gigging down the depths of West Cork, it's a long road home, there's nothing. There's not even a sandwich on that road, like, nothing at night time. There's not a 20. So you leave Bantry and you're heading to Cork, you won't meet a 24-hour garage, like.
Yeah.
They don't exist, like.
There's nothing.
It's amazing the way we think we're rural here, the east, and then you go down there, it's more rural.
Yeah, we used to play in Johnstown in Kilmichael. My God, lads, it's so fucking far out there.
Where's that?
It's a long way out there.
Kerry?
Kerry, no, it's very West Cork, like. Yeah. West Cork.
Yeah.
But just a different world altogether.
Kilmichael.
There was a bit of damage done there one time.
Jesus, wasn't there, though?
There was a bit of damage done down there one time.
Just as a book on that.
And a song, yeah.
There is a song. I'll do the song there in a minute.
Will you?
General Tom Barry.
Will you give it a blast? Do you know
it? And the ambush. I know some of it, sure.
Give it a verse and a chorus.
But sure, Dave, you let it in the rest of it.
Have
you?
Go on.
28th of November.
I'll have to hear it.
I'd like to hear this now.
Whilst we honour in song and in story the memories of Pearson McBride, whose names are illumined in glory with martyrs that long since have died. Forget not the boys of Kilmichael, brave boys both gallant and true. They fought 'neath the green flag of Erin and conquered the red, white and blue. On the 20th day of November the Tans left the town of Macroom. They were seated in Crossley tenders. It brought them right into their doom. Around the high road to Kilmichael they were never expecting to stall. And 'twas there the boys of the column they made a clear sweep of them all. Forget not the boys of Kilmichael, brave boys both gallant and true. They fought 'neath the green flag of Erin and conquered the reds, whites and blue. When the battle been over at twilight and there in the blinks of obscure, we threw down our rifles and bayonets and made our way back to Glenor. And high over Dunman with town boys we sang of the brave and the true. And the men from Tom Barry's bold column they conquered the red, white and blue. Forget not the boys of Kilmichael, the brave boys both gallant and true. They fought 'neath the green flag of Erin and conquered the reds, whites and blue. Thank you.
There's some who blush at the mention of Connolly, Pearson, McBride, and history's new scribes in the region, and the pages of valor denied. But here's to the boys who cried freedom when Ireland was nailed to the mast, and the men from Tom Barry's bold column, they gave us our freedom at last. Forget not the boys of Kilmichael, the brave boys both gallant and true, and they fought neath the green flag of Erin and conquered the red, white and blue. Forget not the boys of Kilmichael, the brave boys, gallant and true. They fought 'neath the green flag of Erin and conquered the red, white and blue.
Let's just go to All-Star one time.
Jesus, I can't fucking
play
it down.
Play them ones anymore.
You can, lads.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. I just didn't think, I just don't think them.
The vivid memory of my childhood, no. Some sort
the
of
ambush.
Family, no, me father Langer's singing it at Christmas.
Oh yeah, that's why now you'd sing Langer's. And another one is Dear Old Skibbereen. You'd be Langer's.
Yeah.
And that's why I left my Dear Old Skibbereen.
That's a fucking hard song. Like that's a.
That kind of gets
the lyrics of that. Like. Yeah.
Some sort of family doing maybe me father and there's whistles, tin whistles, and accordion's been thrown around, and that's. After the point where people can't speak anymore from inebriation, my father would sing that.
Where does that fall in now? Is that Irish? It's not rebel.
It was rebel before it was rebel. Before there was rebel.
Before there was the old.
Oh, that was songs. The original IRA rebel song. Like, yeah. But that's like with the Galtee Mountain Boy, you know, I suppose.
That's aligning with it, yeah. That would be up there with them old. Yeah. Anthemic fucking rebel songs from fucking the 20s.
There's a sadness in that, though.
There is, and the best version I've ever heard is Jimmy Crowley.
He does a brilliant fucking
great version on the bouzouki. And Guerrilla Days in Ireland, if you want to read about it. Tom Barry's autobiography.
Tom Barry, right?
Yeah.
Guerrilla Days,
yeah.
He's
some man.
We're young men, too.
Jesus, they were all young men, sure. Who feared not the mice and the foe. Oh, the day that they marched into battle, they laid all the black and tans low. On the 20th day of November, the tans left the town of Macroom. They were seated in Crossley tenders, which brought them right into their doom. They were on the high road to Kilmichael, and never expect them to stall. 'Twas there that the boys of the Cadium, they made a clear sweep of them all. Oh, forget not the boys that killed my
heroes. They fucking really created guerrilla warfare.
The only thing is the retribution for the Kilmichael ambush happened not far away from where we are now, just outside Dungorney there in a place called Clonmult.
And that was a different story.
Yeah, where they came back for. The auxiliaries came back for the columns then, like, who were hiding in a farmhouse in outside Dungorney.
Just up the road, like.
Yeah, mental, only up the road, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a little, it's a little plaque up there, isn't there?
There's a monument there now. You can go in, it's inside in someone's front garden.
Yeah.
You can go in there and they don't mind people going in. It's the farmhouse, like.
Cork was a massive stronghold for, do you know, like, when you think of.
Oh, sure, not Cork.
Gaza is 140 something square meters.
Square miles.
Square miles, sorry. Oh, what did I say? Meters.
I was saying my attic.
Yards.
I'm gazing, the attic.
What's all the fighting about?
It's not big in the attic.
Size of fuck, I'm going to sort out an hour.
So sell it, divide it up.
Curious strip.
Yeah.
Do you know, but like, it's a lot of area to cover, and sure, who knows Cork better than the fucking Cork men?
Yeah.
Do you know, and the actual landscape of it and everything else.
Hmm.
Hard to fucking get the better of the local lads fucking fighting and defending it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
That's it, like, yeah, they've called the Flying Column because of the ground they used to cover, like. They could go out now when it gets dark.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's all they'd be in fucking Tipperary, like. You know, like, they'd cover fierce ground, like, on foot.
No bother, Tom.
Hiding in old foxholes in the ground.
Would you have been any good at it back if you were around
too
back
soft.
Then?
We're too soft.
Yeah, we're too soft now, like.
Yeah. I'd swindle them out of it, the Brits. Yeah. I'd be no good at fucking...
Now you give away a position vaping inside in the Brambles.
Come here, I know you're here to fucking... To occupy the country, but... No, you could go on there fucking Sunday evening, yep. Right? You come with me now, I get you a good few bob.
Yeah.
Go down there, you set you up. The gear and all is there. The gear is there.
The gear is there, yeah. Only plug in.
Fucking swindle them out in 10... Yeah. And boom, it's a shit game.
Yeah.
And you have to give a fucking big section of the money to me and you have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Singing to boys like Michael, it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to ask you a question, right? How many gigs do you think you could get me if I bought 2 15-inch speakers, I had 2.5 hours of hard rebel music, and I put my name on a tricolour up behind me?
Don't ever dream about getting a job ever again, because
give up the plumbing.
You are going to be a very wealthy man.
Yeah. And if I went hard at it, like,
fucking controversial things and say as many controversial things.
Just went at it, like,
and implore people to kind of protest you a small bit, because the more you outrage, the more popular you will get.
Start with Celtic Symphony and work up my way to the stronger stuff.
Start with the likes of the Bicycle Michael and the more kind of nostalgic, historical.
Even do something like the Island and those kind of
some folky ones to fill the gap. As the gig goes on, get into the provisional stuff. The provisional rebel songs. And the continuity rebel songs, right?
Real fucking...
Go from the kind of Flying Column, Owl Thompson machine guns, to fucking shooting down helicopters. Dude, finish with the songs about shooting.
But you must have bears that you couldn't put me in if I was at that.
And you want to get a couple of them. You want them to turn you away. You want to stop you. And then you want to do a big post on Facebook about, well, this crowd wouldn't let me play my rebel songs. You'll get about 10,000 followers. You'll get gigs coming in from fucking everywhere.
I reckon it's the easiest thing in the world. All you need to do is nail a guitar sound. Just have that Christy Moore fucking bunting fucking...
No bass.
Low end. No bass. No end. No, fuck that shit.
Well, pick your bass on that.
Bass on the guitar, though.
Yeah. When you're going like...
Yeah. And Pam muting.
Yeah.
Really fucking hit that A minor, like...
Don't play a single root note on... Cards. Don't even do a bar card.
No
all
bar
all
cards.
No. That gives the listener a kind of impression that they might be able to play it as well.
Mm.
Makes it kind of achievable to the people listening. And do your part, and they will. Then the people listening will hear. The only thing is, I'll say this. Now, it's a bit of a joke sitting around saying, "Oh yeah, you could do that and make a fortune." But if you don't mean it, if you don't believe it, people can tell. People can tell if you're bluffing, like. You know, for example, now, you did not care about Republicanism.
The average person, they might be able to, but if you were fucking...
And you went up there and you couldn't put the same type of passion. Look at fucking Miles now singing Sam's song or something.
Mm.
He's fucking...
He means it.
There's no acting that good, unless now he's Cillian Murphy level fucking Oscar nominated acting, which he's not, like.
No.
You know, he's fucking... to pull that off, you'd want to be a fucking serious actor, and they're not, like. He means it, like.
Yeah, you have to mean it, Jack.
He means every fucking word, you know. If you're bluffing people, they mightn't even know what it is, but there's something wouldn't be right. Wouldn't be fucking there, like.
I don't think anyone's going to question you, though. Like, generally, when you're playing those songs, it's party time. And when you're taking the gear out, everyone's just flaming, like.
Well, I am actually think recently that there are people who go out, they learn fucking 30 songs. They don't give a shit about music, and they just go fucking do it. They go through the motions for the money. That's it.
This is what I'm getting at, in that would they be better off just learning that type of songs, those types of songs, and just going at the fucking rebel.
No, because they'll fall on the rebel circuit. If you don't mean them, they don't come across. No,
you'll be exposed. You'll be exposed anyway. You'll go into the pub singing "The Boys of Kilmichael" or in someone who says
"There's too much." There's too much weight in those songs.
I've never been able to sing "Ooh, We're Up the Ra." I don't know. I don't really. But I can sing "The Boys of Kilmichael," but I don't. I can't sing the heavy stuff. I don't know. I'm a bit lackluster with it, like, because
You know, it's just a rise them.
I'm just rising them, like.
Yeah.
But you'd rise them. I find you rise them more with the likes of the fucking Rare Old Mountain Dew and them kind of songs, you know. Like, you know, the kind of one, you do that one, the kind of really lively, Pogues-y early ones, like, you know.
Yeah.
They aren't rebel songs, they're just, I don't want to say ballads either, because they're not.
Drinking songs.
He's all bashing. Just drinking songs.
It's about drink.
It is about drink, yeah.
I find there's a lot of fucking fellas now, whereas that was the pub thing. Mike has taken to the vape, right?
He's gone pure cracked.
He's smoking it now, you'd swear it was a reefer. He's not. That didn't go down well now. He's pulling a face. He looks like he's disgusted with something. He
looks like Snoop Dogg.
But he's vaping now, like, and they didn't even smoke before. Oh, they're not great. Owen brings a selection of vapes. This is a cola vape.
Cola vape.
El Ashbairi. Haley. Pro Salt.
20 euros is all there. It's handsome, yeah. Cola.
Oh, it's savage.
Handsome.
Why would you smoke fags?
Fags are all hat.
You couldn't sell that flavour, like.
Smell off them, yuck.
There's no tobacco milkshake, like. Tobacco isn't nice, like.
Tobacco's not nice, like. Alcohol isn't nice either. If they made alcohol taste like Coca-Cola, we'd all be langers the whole time.
We'd be langers. Picking up the kids at the creche and everything.
What was I going to say? Do you think we're Colchis, boys? Or Townies?
I think.
Or Jackeens? Mike, what put that with you now?
I think you're stuck between two worlds. I don't know what you are.
I don't know
you
what
could,
I am.
I could put you anywhere.
Well, no.
Yeah, you don't look like.
You can't look like a Townie or a Colchis. You can't look like one because it can be deceiving.
But I've collected you for gigs from Banard.
Banard Cross.
Yeah, well, that's my upbringing.
You look completely.
Different in that setting.
In your own, you look completely suited to that environment.
Huh.
But then when you're hanging out by the Teal Bullet, sitting on the bonnet, talking to someone
on the stoop with the homies
in the middle of the town.
Jesus Christ, don't ever say that again. Doesn't suit you.
You look completely.
What, homie? We're trying to flex.
You're not down with any homie here. No, you can forget about it.
Let's try to be more urban than I am. I'm going to fill you in, lads. It turns out that outside of Dublin, they just. Outside the M50, like, we're all fucking cultures. It doesn't matter if you're from a town or.
I don't give a fuck what they think up there. They don't know what they're about.
Yeah.
Where is Urbane down here as anyone?
No, there's cultures and then there's fucking. There's proper cultures. There's boys out lamping and fucking. Do you know?
Well, you get a share of that, don't we? I did a share of lamping so now going I, up, like, yeah.
Yeah. And enjoyed it.
When I get up at it, when you think, we're all, like, you know, you put on the deli and you'd see. The tumbling paddies, right, doing a gig somewhere, and there's fucking young fellas there with mullets, and they're fucking, you know, the brown brogues on, whatever. No, were we much fucking different? That's what we're for. Maybe that's us, like.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, fair enough.
I know we'd all like to think that we're very fucking cosmopolitan.
The older I get, the more I kind of don't really. I prefer the rural approach to dressing and.
Yeah. Just the lifestyle.
Yeah, I do. I think it's a bit more.
Well, you see, there's. I think
more substance to it.
A townie is an excellent. I love that phrase. A townie, like, it's not necessarily a country, and it's just someone from the country that lives in a country town. Like,
I know.
I remember I lived in Gailleen with lads and Josh Blaine. You know, Josh, he couldn't change the gas barrel. Myself and Sean Donnelly just fucking laughed at him and called him a townie. He couldn't change the gas.
Townie.
A townie.
Yeah. But if I met when I was younger, if I met someone from the city, like,
Jackie.
I just don't think I'd even know what to say. Like,
I didn't. Yeah, I would have been the same.
I was terrified of them anyway for a start. Like,
yeah,
like when you're in secondary school, you'd be hearing about, like, oh fuck it, the boys from Yard to this or the boys from Cali to that. Like, but like the boys from the north side, like,
yeah, they were a different breed.
They were fucking Premier Intermediate scutting.
Yeah. Like,
well, at least you were exposed to that. I'd nothing.
Right. I'd Ross Gray.
Like Ross Gray and Temple Morn. Fucking Nina. Nina was the biggest. Turles.
Oh, Nina was. Yeah.
What the boys, Turles? Fucking.
Turles boys. The Sligo boys. Yeah.
They teach you a thing or two, like. They were way ahead of us. But, like, Turles.
Yeah.
Do you know? We're pure country.
Turles, simple stadium. Turles is kind of a meeting place. Like, I don't know, Turles.
I put it to
this not a big town, like. It's big as Middleton.
It doesn't feel very Tipperary up in Turles, I don't know.
Ah, fuck it, it does on Munster final day.
Maybe on Munster final day.
I put it this way, if you had to move to America and live in America, would you live city, town or country?
Just I don't know. Where in America would you live?
I don't know.
I'd like to go, Texas. I'd love to go there. You know, I've never understood.
Never understand.
Never in my life understand.
I'll take you next time. Yeah.
I'd love to. Sister in Virginia.
I'd love to go to Dallas. Yeah. Or, Austin.
I'd love to fucking Texas, go to fucking
Texas. Anyway. All right,
Nashville and fucking, you know, all that crap.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that, yeah.
The best time I had in America, I went to Elvis's house there. Graceland. Yeah, whatever. And,
called in.
Fuck it, like, it was good, all right, yeah. It's that cool, was good, yeah. No. Yeah. America do stuff like that well.
Yeah, they wouldn't do
a bachelor festival or a pattern day like we were talking about last episode, but they do stuff like that very, very well.
And nothing is run shit. If they tend to do something, they go all fucking out. Like, I see a video there of a fella getting kicked off an American Airlines flight for smoking a vape and sighting the jacks. Someone saw the vape, reported him, and at the next hop over, just like, 10 fucking squad cars outside and fellas with guns and shit.
They don't fuck around like
that. The vape and the jacks, but it's against the rules, so you don't fucking do it. Like, you know,
they're black and white, that kind of, aren't they?
That kind of makes for a good society, though.
Yeah, does it?
Well, it does, because you wouldn't be bothered fucking around, like, you know.
And I know, but you must. Where's the human element, like, you know?
Yeah,
like there's beauty in those blunders, isn't there? You know, you know, we left, like, you know, if you went in ramble into the pub and.
Pat Barry's now at closing time.
Yeah. Do you know the way, like, some of the pubs, they might look after the younger fellas? Look, it's better than living and drinking in the street.
Well, yeah. He's literally over there busting windows. Yeah. Look, he's grand.
Leave him in here now. He's a fucking old
hand. And they take the drinking thing really seriously.
They do.
The 21. But sure, the same fella, a year younger, can be going around with a gun, can't he?
Yeah.
Would you have to over 21?
I still wouldn't go to a bar over there without... my passport.
A gun.
I've no gun, Todd. You would, yeah. That'd be very, very common.
40 years of age, like.
It doesn't matter, one.
If you don't, you have to prove, not age, identity.
Identification.
Yeah?
I am me.
What's beeping, Liz?
Sorry.
Bad man.
What are the gigs like? Are any old gigs going? No, two piece.
America?
Yeah. No gigs going there.
You get a lot of open mic nights and shit money, I'd say.
Shit money, is it? What's the bobs?
Yeah, I'd say about $100.
Commission on that, then.
Yeah.
I fucking break out.
The couple of gigs, I never got any money for it.
Didn't do any gig over there.
I did a few open mic nights, like, but I never got a fucking razoo.
Only shit on the old fucking open mic nights.
Best of fucking time. Yeah.
Over there, I'm walking to a place with the guy. How have you paid? I don't know. 180.
Like,
when they answer to play on, then hit them in fucking another 200 out the gap. Cash.
What you get in Ireland for gigs, you will never get abroad, I'd say, anywhere.
I'm going to tell you, I hope there's no one from outside the country going to listen to this, but we have golden goose. Especially,
I'm telling you.
Especially outside of the cities.
Mm.
Don't want to say too much, but the old, the old shillings. Good enough.
It's fucking... It's
spicy. Do you know Temple Bar, like, in Dublin, like, to that kind of area of pubs, like?
The boys that
100 quid a man, no matter if you're a solo, you get 100 quid. You can do 6 gigs a day if you want, but you'll get 100 quid for each of them, like. 100 quid above in Dublin, they don't know their head from their hole.
But is that...
And I've seen some...
get out of bed.
I've heard some fellas and they are... Absolutely.
They're catamaran, like.
Brutalious.
It's pure...
I don't want to be casting judges, but
Scutteringus. I'm just going for a piece.
In Scuttering.
Let you talk later.
Yeah.
Are backing tracks dying out, lads?
Bring them back.
Do you have many lads with backing tracks?
They went away for a long time.
Are they back?
some fellas will, right? I find that you get a lot of fellas complaining about people who use backing tracks. And in reality, I'll take a backing track guy because, I don't know what, right? I'm not going to give it out now. But there's an awful lot of fellas now who get 3 or 4 chords. They love the Coronas and fucking, you know, they love Gavin James. And they have 4 or 5, they have maybe 1.5 hours of these kind of modern inoffensive pop songs. They're going into pubs with busking amps, and more power to them if they can do it. To play along to a backing track, you have to be in time.
Mm.
And you have to be in tune, and you have to know all your cues, and you can't miss a cue.
Nope.
So you have to be a fairly good musician to play with a backing track.
You do.
And a lot of the fellas complaining about the guys with the backing tracks wouldn't be able to play along to them, you know?
Yeah.
If you're a one-man band, in the 80s, every fella was using tracks.
Mm.
Every fella had a drum machine on
every
tracks.
Every pub we went into, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the Roland drum machine. Roland. What the fuck was that thing called?
It was an Roland. Alexis as well, wasn't
there? There was, yeah.
Oh, and Jesus, it was just like fucking ton.
There were some cunts of Yorks, like.
And you can program, and you could spend hours at home programming.
Could you?
And play away. And do you know what? It meant you didn't need a drummer.
I did it with a band. I did it with Break the Mold with Joe Collins. I was in charge of the...
Oh,
programming it. Is that difficult, is it?
No, pain the hole. But I was in charge of the start and the stop.
Oh, okay,
I don't know how I got that fucking job. But we, in fairness, to Tony and Josh, are just timing, no issue.
Yeah, no
issue.
Yeah.
And we had... We played at the Patron Festival in the big hall. No, the fucking... Down in Ardmore. We were talking about the Patron Festival. And the fucking place was hopping. And a dum tish dum tish dum. No roll, no intro, no outro, nothing. It just
straight beats.
Boom tish boom tish. That was the start. And in off you fucking go. Or there might be a bang for whatever song.
So the backing tracks will have like a 4 count to tell it.
But you see, we picked
you talk over that, though.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a little bit of Joe Dolan from Mary's Under. And
it's great to be back to Ben Murphy's.
Is that argument gone?
I don't know. Sometimes when I'm in a pub, I was in a couple of years ago, I was above in Tipperary and placing cash, and there was a fella down in the bar next door, and I could hear that. You know, that kind of synthesized trumpety sound.
And
you know, like, something about, if you take it for what it is, I actually kind of got nostalgic and I thought, you know, it's nice to fucking hear that. Nice to hear that fella now doing that.
But it's a lot of the argument, like, fellas just trying to make themselves seem intelligent and discerning.
Musically,
you know.
I wouldn't put off the tracks. I'm sure I'm fucking tracks.
Some guy playing backing tracks ran over the place like, fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off with your fucking dream catcher, you fucking dope.
But you see a fella that knows what he's doing. He's a backing tracks and he knows what he's doing and it's flawless and he's not talking and looking over at something and kind of half, you know, fluting with a fucking laptop.
Yeah, or he's 2 minutes behind the fucking thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a fella there in Cove, Paul Hannon. Paul Hannon was a lecturer in fucking Brighton Music College, like. Fella can play fucking every instrument, like. Play drums. And I'm not saying he can knock a tune out on these things, like. He's fucking exceptional at these instruments, like. And when he does the solo, like, he uses the tracks, like. Conor O'Brien uses tracks, and, you know, it's like. You want it to sound good. You want these bins. You want to use these bins. If you've just got an acoustic guitar, you could just play through one 12-inch speaker. But, like, you want to get a full range of sound. You want people to dance. They're more likely to do it with tracks, like.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You are playing. You're just... You have the accompaniment of these other instruments that are pre-recorded and or sampled. And
you're just opening up more venues, really, aren't you?
Yeah, and I suppose you get more impact from your sound.
Yeah.
It seems like there are more venues that are against them than for them. There are more venues that used to ask me, you don't use tracks, do you? Than would have, like, requested that I would use them. No one actually said, like, do you have tracks that you could bring? Do you have backing tracks that you could bring? Like,
well, you're opening up, you're kind of catering for more, like, parties and... You know, you're more capable to cater for a 21st or a 40th or... do you know, where they want a bit of fucking dancing. And
I used to have a bit of fucking anxiety around that then, when like the bigger crowds, I'd be thinking, fuck, like, what am I going to do here, you know?
When you're on your own.
And you've just yeah, and I'm just thinking, like, Jesus Christ, I should have a laptop and some tracks for certain occasions. I remember often thinking that.
It puts the emphasis on the songs. The songs have, when it's just you and your guitar, no tracks, right? You can play sloppy, you can miss cues, your guitar be a little bit out of tune, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, you're with
it. Yeah.
But the songs have to fucking work. Your set needs to suit. You need to read the crowd well, because you need to fucking get them all engaged in the songs, as opposed to the impact of how they sound, you know? Like, but there's a lot of songs then that you can, all you need to hit is the first chord and people will start roaring them, you know, those ones. Yeah. That's what you need to do. Need to
There's very few of them on the acoustic guitar, though. Isn't there?
You got to find them, like, yeah. There is few, like, yeah. And it depends where you are, like.
Usually you have to start singing them, like, before people would know what the fuck you're doing, really.
Yeah, just fucking start singing.
Except to start the Fisherman's Blues, which is G.
Yeah.
That seems to kind of work. I think the argument that backing tracks are easier in a way is wrong, though. It's just because I tried a few, and fuck it, they're very hard, like.
Did you?
Just tried them, like, with another lad, like, he said, just play them, and I tried to play along, go, this is fucking torture, I can't do this.
Very hard.
And it was just, like, it just shone a light on my timing is fucking terrible, like.
Would you play with a metronome for 2 hours straight? A metronome that's changing time?
Well,
the metronome is changing every 3 minutes, going faster. I mean, slower.
It's probably
great. I would go off my nut.
That's a great exercise, but I just, what the fuck?
I want to be fairly fucking handy.
Oh, I had that fucking Beat Buddy for a while.
You liked it, though, didn't you?
Liked it at the beginning.
You got a good response. You got a good reaction, like, at gigs, didn't you?
They'd be all up dancing. That was the problem.
It's a means to the end. It works. People dance. They get that kick drum. They get that beat on the one. They don't know, but that's what's driving them fucking bananas.
Like you could download the actual. You could download the actual fucking the drum beat and sequence for, let's say, Valerie with Amy Winehouse, and it was come together, like all the roles, like fucking hell. It had 7 transitions, but if you didn't know the song properly. Do you know?
Fucked. Oh, jeez, you're fucked, Jack.
Yeah. Because it goes to the ride and the snare at the end, and it's like, ding, 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 ding. But if you fucking miss that bit, and you're kind of going, shit. And then you have to start, you can't go back, you have to kind of go around the whole thing. But I have to say one thing about it. I wrote song after song after song. If I turned it on, just turn it on, turn on a beat, take out the bass, play along with it.
That'd make you a handy
record man. It, you'd have 10 songs in a fucking week ready to kind of just write lyrics. It was brilliant that way.
But you've much freedom though, like, you know, if they're going for it and you want to stick in a chorus, like,
can't do any of that.
That's out of the question, isn't it?
No, not with the Beat Buddy.
No, but I'm saying with tracks, like, you
know, oh fuck
the Beat Buddy
.
It's great because you're really in control.
You can transition.
Unless you want to speed it up, obviously.
Speeding it up was tricky. Yeah. But you could actually, if you spend time and create it, you know, your own, like, songs.
All these things are just a substitution for the fucking real deal. And they're a means to an end, and it will give you an effect of it, but you cannot fucking beat a fucking acoustic drum kit with a fella behind it who can play it.
Darren Bunce.
Darren fucking Bunce.
Bunce
the new, the new fucking drummer on the scene. Taking names.
Leave Bunce at it.
He's fucking good, boys.
He's a great drummer.
Sit back into the pocket with Bunce, he'll fly you by, and in the face is something like that, and he'll look at him.
Smiling.
And I was smiling and nodding. Yeah.
He's an electrician as well. Eh?
Good electrician, boy.
Good electrician.
He fixed my hob for me. He fixed my hob for me.
Did he?
He did, boy.
Jesus, he's deadly. He's deadly.
No, I'll shiver him.
It's so Irish, like.
Yeah. In drummer.
He's a hob too.
Here you go, drummer, yeah.
I went down to, I was playing with the mates a while ago. We were at a wedding or something. We had a great night. I was playing bass. We were down there. We had a few pints afterwards, so I got to God knows what time it was before we got the fucking gear into the flake, the Gander fan.
Oh, you got the gear in there, yeah?
Got the gear in. So it's now maybe 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We're heading back, and I was like, fuck.
It's early.
I was fucking wrecked. I was in the van, I was going to nod off. Next thing, the van pulled in again. I says, where are we going now? we did the petrol station on the way down, McDonald's, all that, whatever. So she lies, it's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, in Bunsey was like, Corky, do you want it? And will I get something in the shop? I says, fuck off, Bunsey, I don't want it. And I'm going to sleep. And next thing, I think I did fall asleep. And when we were going down the road, and next thing I woke up, we were coming into Cork, and looked down at my lap. There was... There was a Dairy Milk and a bag of cheese and onion tape.
They'd bother for you, I never.
Bunsy, yeah. They're the kind of lads they
actually,
are.
They're the nicest fucking fellas.
I shouldn't be telling stories on the podcast, but I went to a gig with them recently and I arrived to Ballyscott to the meeting location. And I could see the van was pulled up to the garage and there was stuff gone in. But Teresa Donovan said, been here, one cup of tea. And didn't have a cup of tea and I just finished a cup of tea. Thinking the boys are outside now, Lord, not fucking mad to road. I'm in here drinking tea. And just as I was walking out, all fucking 95,000 of them walked into the kitchen to drink tea. They sat down, they drank tea, and gone out the door. Teresa Dunman gives. When she finished ironing Cullum's fucking plate of candle polo, she gave a bag of fucking elite chocolate biscuits in a Ziploc bag and sent them out the door with us.
Well, lads.
Would you fucking get
love it?
Right? Down the road, lads, and this is one night I was in Cardigan, I was in Coverham, at the back of the island in that village, you know, the Ballymore. It's kind of like the countryside in Cove Island.
Across Meath, very sure.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It is this old school, this lovely, untouched country. And I think one of you were with us. I know, were you there, Mike Carey?
No, never played in Ballymore.
I remember anyway, Davis, like, you know, when the boys finished, it happened the other night as well, there'd be 20 people climb up on top of the stage, talk to the boys. And yeah. I'm looking at it, are they going to make any old shape to fucking So we gave a wild tipping away and the fucking gear came down. The gear took a while and it came out as far as the door and didn't go into the van yet. It's approaching now fucking gone 3 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And Mull turns around to me and goes, Henny, I'll drop you warm now when I come back.
He's done it to me,
sir. Middleton.
Yeah.
He dropped me in the van to go back. So you know, I wasn't waiting. It must have been 7 in the morning and the boys gone home.
I know. And they knew I was playing with them Saturday night in Mabel Lane. And they knew I was working the next morning. And they knew I'd work in the morning. But we finished whatever time the DJ came on. It was early enough, 12. But the boys were chatting with me. Next thing I looked around, I said, where's my leads gone? Fuck's sake. I'd gone out to the Jackson, I come back. And I said, where the fuck have they gone? Johnny must have pulled them out or something. Next thing I was taken down my next thing I looked, my leads were all stashed. Bunsey was wrapping them up. I'll get you out, we'll get you out now, Corky. We know you're up early. For fuck's sake, let's.
A fair sound. They're fucking listening, though, so you wouldn't say that. Like.
No, I can cut it all out. Well, I'm going to pause this.
Fucking hell. Jesus, really?
They do a version of that. Send it by you. Drumming that fucking it gets,
it gets me going, I'm fucking, do you know it?
I know the song, yeah.
And can you play it?
No.
Go on, play it there.
I don't even know what best deal.
I don't know how to play it.
Yeah, I know.
And I've had that.
He does it very strong.
Ask you for a sound.
You do know what you do. You do.
But
I'm
a fucker. I'd be a fucker. If I was in a pub and there was a fella, I'd say, you know, I tried. You're after doing this one, so you surely know this one. Do you know?
I know.
And I know that's. I know that's annoying, but I'd still fucking say it.
I know because you want to hear it and you want to have the crack, but you must put yourself in their head, like.
Yeah.
They have the car outside.
Yeah.
It started out on a dusty road. It started out, I was all alone, and the sun went down as it crossed the hill. The town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, I ain't got wings.
some jam on your toast.
Yep. Cheers, I love Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Loved him.
I already touched on that.
You belong. I love Wildflowers. I love that album.
I fucking love American Girl. You know that song?
Yeah. He did that. That was the was that the first one he did at the Super Bowl that year he did it?
Yeah.
He came out. I think he did that one.
It's just like, do you know, it's a demonstration of straight up the middle rock, guitar, drums, bass,
American
simplicity
rock song.
Here's four chords. They're fucking brilliant.
Quality
and you
songs
can plug in an amp at home and you can sound exactly the same as that, and here's a good song. Then,
yeah.
You know?
Like, how do they sound so good? Playing those chords, like, playing those chords weekend in, weekend out. And
yeah.
But if you study
that good song, like,
it's mental, isn't it?
I think if you study the stuff he did, you know, the studios, how it's recorded, and how they used to play, it's, there's so many bits and pieces in their playing that makes it Tom Petty's band and
but
the Heartbreakers.
Organic like little nuances, though. They're not like virtuoso, planned. Like, wouldn't you be fucking sick enough if you were like the Police, right? And like,
oh my god, and offbeats.
You had
fucking,
all these offbeats, and you were trying to get in your complex sculpting these songs with all these intricate jazz parts and fucking offset timing. And then Tom Petty and these fucking Heartbreakers are like, just winning four chords off and off again, and do better songs than the voice. You know?
Yeah.
It's simple as fuck. Like, less is more, like.
You know?
Didn't his bass player kind of say that was it? I won't back down. He said, that's not a hit. That's not going to be fucking any good. Scrap it. Because he was the bass player.
Yeah.
And his job was.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. And just, he couldn't do anything else with it, really. I think it was I Won't Back Down, or else it was the other one.
Fucking Free Falling or
free
something.
Free Falling.
Like,
it was one or the other, yeah.
Like, you hear all these bass players giving fucking Adam Clayton stick for just pedaling away on the fucking 8 notes on, you know, dum, 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 on your U2 songs. Like, Adam Clayton doesn't give a shit what you think. He's got loads of money for playing the bass. Like, he's fucking.
But it's stupid. It sounds. It's you serve the song.
Like, serves the song, and he serves the song.
He does.
Well, like,
he does. He really does, yeah.
And he's stuck around and put up a bono for all his time. He deserves the money.
He deserves the money.
Uh-huh.
Never listen to that.
Like,
his cleaner did him out, didn't he?
Did he? Well, I'm sure he's plenty in the reserve. Like, if you think about it, like.
The cleaner did him? What's that mean?
His cleaner robbed him for a lot of money.
Like, could you imagine having been Sting, a bass player, having wrote fucking every little thing she does is magic on the bass on a fucking 1961 P bass and just poured his heart and soul into it. And these four cunts from Dublin. does fucking that.
But you needed that.
It doesn't have
Henny,
to be.
You need
number one for fucking 8 weeks.
Play it again.
It's just, I think it's not even pan muted. Like, it's just.
Try and imagine the song in your head now.
It's all I can imagine.
The age is doing kind of all. There's loads of delay. There's all bits and fucking pieces. And the fuck, Larry.
Yeah.
Doesn't play any U2 song. There's no fucking straight 4/4 beat. Like, there's no, like, they're all fucking on the toms.
Yeah,
you see, it's a mix of things. Like,
it's a loop, like, it's everything. Yeah.
But Larry, every song is fucking not your normal, Larry. It's all. Or it's. There's rolls and there's bits. Now, the timing is impeccable.
Yeah.
But, like, every song, he doesn't come in going.
Yeah, four to the floor, like.
There's not one song he does like that. There might be parts.
Yeah.
But think, if you listen to the U2 stuff, none of it has straightforward flow. So he had the freedom as a bass player to go, I'm just going to fucking do it, because these two other cunts are doing that complicated stuff, I'm going to keep it. And between the three of them, it works greatly.
I'm sure Bono's vocal on him.
Which, like, as you say what you want about him, incredible vocalist.
He's obviously a fantastic vocalist, just shut up and
yeah, in between.
Yeah.
They finished their Las Vegas, didn't they?
Jesus, that was some money spinner. What the fuck were they getting like?
People got out about Adam Clayton playing the bass. Oh, it's too simple of a bass player for me. You're playing down the pub if you're lucky twice a month. This cunt is over in Vegas in a big building with a load of fucking screens all over him.
Shut up, you fool! You're a fool!
Fool if you think that. He doesn't care if they're not building guitars for him. It's custom shop asking him, can they build it? Doesn't matter how many notes he plays, you fool! Quit! Food!
Do any U2 songs, Mike?
No. I used. They were in the book, like, but...
They were there
for a reason, like, just, you know, Saturday nights, like.
Do you do...
With or without your jab?
I long time, so I might try one, yeah.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Here, take away this fucking...
I'll throw one at you now, Henny.
I mightn't have it.
I'll put you through your paces, but...
You better find it.
Mike.
He'll bait you.
I'm not afraid of anything in this world. There's nothing you can throw at me that I haven't already heard. But I'm just trying to find a decent melody, a song that I can sing with my own company. Never thought you were a fool, but darling, look at you. Oh, 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 oh. You gotta stand up straight and carry your own way. These tears are
I know it's tough, but you can never yourself together. You got stuck in the moment and you can't get out of it. Don't say that later will be better. Now you're stuck in the moment and you can't get out of it.
Take a picture.
Jesus. Every woman at home.
Take a picture.
I know she's a lucky woman.
I mean, look at that.
Name the chords.
This is meant to be a song that you're to jam along to, like.
Okay, so exactly.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Go back.
What in the fuck is that? I...
That's a D.
Is it D? My blue hole. No fucking way. That's D.
That's a D with a G in the bass.
Are you videoing this?
That's, I am, yeah. I'm doing it now, just video now.
Okay, so I'll explain, right? D.
There's your D major.
So I'm going to...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and then put a G in the bass.
What I do here is go up to here.
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't you show
it? Mute the top string because I want to hit them all.
And that's a G root note now.
No, he's muting the G.
I'm not playing it, I'm muting it. So I don't want to hear...
So there's nothing coming out of the fat one there.
If I had time, I'd go, and then I could just do that.
Oh, now you have to play something. So that's
right, okay.
It looks way cooler than it is, like.
Well, I tell you now, one thing, just very confusing from what I'm sitting.
I do the bass of it, the bass version. Look.
Oh, that's not helping your argument much.
That'll be €1,400.
And there's
just put something juicy for the socials. Just some content. Content, lads.
Who's in charge of content? Hey there, thanks for tuning in to this episode of It's All Music Podcast with Kerry, Henny and Quirky. Produced by me, Dave Quirk. Executive produced by me, Dave Quirk. Theme music by me, Dave Quirk. Incidental music by me, Dave Quirk. Talent booking by Owen Hennessy. Tea making and venue setup, Mike Carey. Yep, we're doing all this ourselves. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for us? Email us at itsallmusicpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to It's All Music Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Dave Quirk production in association with Acast.
Hey there, and thanks for listening to the It's All Music Podcast with Kerry, Henny and Quirky. We're blown away by your support. The It's All Music Podcast is a completely independent, self-finance venture. If you enjoy what we're doing and you enjoy listening, you can support us by heading over to our Patreon page and subscribing for €3 a month. If you don't have €3 a month, don't stress. You can still listen to the podcast. And you can support us by sharing our content on your social media pages.